A familiar sound, an unexpected result. Firefighter and Webster Police Lieutenant Michael Ciparini and fireman Tomas Kachuvska were shot and killed while responding to a house fire at 191 Lake Road during the early morning hours of Christmas Eve. According to police, it appears the alleged shooter, 62-year-old William Spangler, set a trap for first responders and began firing as they exited their vehicles. At least seven homes were destroyed by the fire, and the shooter was pronounced dead at the scene of an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Hours after the shooting, cards, gifts, and food began pouring into the West Webster Fire Department. 18-year-old Connor Sweeney and a friend made a poster that read, "Thank you. Rest in peace." Sweeney says it's tragedies like these that make him want to become a psychologist.
A lot of people just say the guy's sick in the head, this guy's twisted, but I figure if nobody ever tries to figure out why this happens, then this won't ever stop.
Just up the street from the shooting is Parkside Diner. Waitress Sue Courtney.
They were just in shock. A lot of talk about guns, and I am not for gun control, but it does make you think about where it's placed in our society.
Don Westgate and his daughter Jody are regulars at Parkside Diner. Westgate even served as a volunteer firefighter for the Point Pleasant Fire Department.
Going out of the house, I'm smelling the smoke, and I'm looking around to see what neighbor had a fire going that early. And I didn't see anything, so I sort of put it out of my mind. We went to the gym and looked at the television, and holy mackerel, here, this is why I smelled the smoke.
Westgate says there are just no words to describe the loss of a fellow fireman. Two other firefighters were injured in the shooting and are being treated at Strong Memorial. In Webster, Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.